Isaiah chapter 62. For the sake of Zion, I will not be silent, and for the sake of Jerusalem, I will not be quiet, until its righteousness goes forth like a brilliance, and its salvation like a blazing torch. And the nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will specify. And you will be a crown of splendour in the Lord's hand, and a royal turban in the hand of your God. You will no longer be said to be forsaken, and your land will no longer be said to be a desolation. For you will be called Hephzibah, and your land Beulah, when the Lord delights in you, and when your land is married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. And as is the joy of the bridegroom over his bride, so your God will rejoice over you. I will appoint watchmen on your walls, all day and all night constantly, O Jerusalem. They will not be silent. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence, and do not present him with silence until he has established and appointed Jerusalem a praise on the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his strong arm, I will certainly not give your corn as food to your enemies any more, and foreigners certainly will not drink your new wine, which you have toiled over. For those who gather it in will eat it, and they will praise the Lord, and those who collect it will drink it in my holy courtyards. Pass through the gates, prepare a way for the people. Raise up a highway, clear it of stones, raise a banner for the sake of the various peoples. Behold, the Lord has made a proclamation to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense for his work is before him. And they will call them the holy people, the Lord's redeemed. And you will be called sought after, a city not forsaken.